What's up, Houdat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Gone Patrol United Network. I am not Jeff. I am your host today, Scott. Jeff is, I guess, attending a wedding either today or tomorrow, so I will be your host for today. Jason is also not here. He is in Disney World. So it's just me and my UK brother James today. My drunk scale rating is a zero right now because it's in the afternoon as we are recording. But James, welcome to the show. Do you have a number?
No, I am a big fat zero. I'm trying to hold off on drinking until at least November. So I'm trying to have a sober October
October. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to do it.
No.
The Saints get a key victory versus the Washington football team on Sunday. We now head into the bye week above 500. And all phases of the game, except for the kicker, were pretty much clicking yesterday for the black and gold, including our soon-to-be Pro Bowl punter. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. I think I was supposed to do that before I talked to James, but oh well. Talking points about the game. I know we covered a good bit on the instant reaction show, but wanted to delve a little bit deeper into a few topics. So I guess the first one you have to kind of bring up that kind of stood out yesterday was Lattimore. Was this his best game as a Saint? He was the top graded Saints defender at an 85.4 rating, had 9 targets and only 2 catches allowed, only 31 yards allowed, and 6 pass breakups, which he said after the game, a couple of those might have been interceptions if he didn't have his thumb issue.
So, I've seen a stat that said he had 7 PBUs yesterday, not possibly. 6.
Yeah, 6 or 7 PBUs.
So it's the most pass breakups in a game since 2016 from one player. So I mean,
that definitely has to go up there as Lattimore's probably one of his best performances as a Saint.
Yeah, I mean, I've not seen him play that well since his rookie year because there were times in his rookie year where he was unbelievable. I think the impressive thing is who's going up against. Terry McLaurin is sneakily one of the top 5 receivers in the league.
Absolutely.
I think.
Yeah, he is, you know, definitely.
He's somebody I always look to try and draft in fantasy if I can.
Exactly. His fantasy numbers have been huge this year.
Yeah. And, you know, he basically shut him down. Now, look, the two of them know each other because they played together for Ohio State in college, and that probably helped that Lattimore's probably played against him more than any other receiver in the NFL other than Saints receivers. You know, Michael Thomas, he's probably come up against a bit more. That may have helped because he knows his tricks and he knows his moves and stuff like that. But, you know, he looked like the best cornerback in the NFL last night.
He did. And you would have to think going up against his former teammate that he would probably be more up for this game. And I guess that kind of, you know, we talked about last game where he was going against Galladay that he didn't really seem – he got a lot of yards against him and he didn't seem as into it as he normally does. And, you know, that's something I guess that's maybe a little knock on him is that he plays up to great wide receivers, but he also plays down to receivers that I guess he thinks are less than him.
Yeah, he definitely seems to be the type of player that rises to the challenge and doesn't look as good when, right, you know, when the player you're up against isn't quite as good as the previous week, for instance.
Right. So, you know, like when playoff time rolls around, he's going to be ready to roll. Like that competition's going to be there and that competitive spirit will kick in and he's going to be ready to kick some ass.
Well, you know, I mean, I've said for a couple of years that, you know, the success that Lattimore has in the defense is part of the reason why the Saints defense looks so good. When Lattimore plays well, the defense plays well. You know, he essentially wiped out half the field
Yes.
Yesterday.
Which kind of brings us to, I guess, another point, which, you know, he played really well. There was a bit I don't know if it was a lack of a pass rush, or it seemed like we were getting to push. We just weren't getting to the quarterback. Heineke likes to run around and scramble a bit, so you kind of expected that. I did notice that Cam Jordan had kind of gotten close to him a few times, or in his face. Like, I noticed Cam a few times, and I know we've kind of ripped on him a little bit as getting old, but he definitely could see he didn't have the speed, but the effort was there from Cam.
Yeah, I think everybody's so used to Cam Jordan getting 10 plus sacks, or, you know, 10 sacks is the minimum. I mean, what, he's 33 now,
yeah,
I
somewhere
think.
Somewhere in there.
With Davenport injured and David Onyemata suspended, he is the threat. So teams identify him as the threat, as the pass rusher. So he's always double teamed. Now, the lack of a pass rush is concerning considering the investment we've made, but we do need to remember that Davenport is on IR or is injured. I can't remember if we put him on IR or not. You know, Peyton Turner is a rookie. Onyemata, who is quite possibly our best defensive lineman, is suspended. I'd like to think that the pass rush is going to get better.
Yeah, I definitely think so. And Cam Jordan is 32. And you may see more sacks out of him once those players come back and they're not able to double team him.
Well, David Onyemata's, you need two people to block him. He's that dominant. You know, it's such a shame that he got suspended at the start of this season, because I think this was going to be his big, big breakout year. And it still might be. It still might be. But, you know, I think, you know, and this is going to be a big theme of this show, I think, is, you know, we're getting our team back in Seattle. The team is coming back. We're getting potentially 9 starters back in the team for that Seattle game. You know, I think Wes said it on the show last night. It's like we've had an extended preseason.
Yeah.
And we've been playing the rookies and the twos and the threes. We're getting our ones back.
Right. Which also is good because, you know, if, you know, obviously you're really never going to have, it's rare to have that many starters out at one time. But if you start getting, you know, if you get all 9 back and then maybe 1 or 2 gets hurt, you feel confident that the players that are coming in to replace them have some playing time, playing experience, and you know that they can, you know, do a job and play well.
Yeah, next they're battle tested.
Exactly.
Yeah, they're battle tested, and that's what we've got now. In a perfect world, Paulson Adebo would not have been starting in the first 5 weeks.
Yeah,
but he started. He's got 2 picks.
Yes, he's played very well.
You know, we traded for Bradley Roby thinking he was going to take the second cornerback, but Adebo's keeping him out, and Roby has hardly seen the field.
Yes, Werner has played really well as well.
He's always around the ball.
Absolutely. And when you have Kwon coming back, you know, that's just going to bolster everything that we have. It's looking promising, you know, for this second part of the season. Kind of jumping to the offensive side, Jameis had, you know, a pretty decent game. He was 279, 4 touchdowns. I mean, you can't really beat that. 1 pick. I will agree, I have looked at more screenshots, and he definitely got his foot stepped on by Pete. So, and, you know, they showed that play from a higher angle. If he connects with Taysom on that,
that's a touchdown.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's gone. There was nobody near him.
No, he's gone. And you know, but what I like about Winston is after the game, he didn't blame that on Pete. He took ownership of that himself and said, I've got to do a better job. You know, all he had to do was do what Breeze used to do, just slide slightly to your right in the pocket, miss that, and that's a touchdown and it's gone. But, you know, talking about Winston, so I was looking at some stats before we came on. So he's currently on pace for 41 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. He's 12-3 at the moment, which is not what we expected.
No.
Let's be honest. What we expected was more yards, but less. More yards, less touchdowns, probably more interceptions. Mm-hmm. You know, He's got a quarterback rating of 108.1, which is equal with Tom Brady, essentially. He's 108.5, but he's throwing a touchdown on 10%. So his touchdown pass rate is 10%. So on 10% of his throws this season, he scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
So 120 throws, and he scored 12 touchdowns from it. That's unheard of. That's amazing.
Yeah, he's done very well. You almost wonder, you know, we talked about, is Peyton going to let him sling it? Is Peyton going to take the leash off of him? Seeing that he's done this well, do you want to take the leash off of him? And maybe they will more when the wide receiver, when we get Michael Thomas back and Traquan back, maybe he'll be able to take the leash off.
And the offensive line is back to full strength as well.
Yeah.
I think he will, but you can still see that Peyton is really tight on the reins, isn't he? He's really keeping him. But Winston seems to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Reacting to it. He's doing what he's told.
Right. He's understanding the reasoning behind it. He's understanding. Yes. He's not like complaining like, man, take this leash off me. Let me go. You know, he's understanding. And, you know, they during the Sunday night game last night during halftime, Drew Brees even said, you know, it takes a while in this system to get fully comfortable. And you have to think that because, I mean, it's a complicated system as far as NFL. I mean, they have a lot of player personnel going in and out, a lot of formations and stuff. That's why a lot of wide receivers have trouble coming in immediately and being able to do a whole lot because there's so much involved in this offense. And, you know, I think that, you know, it also leads to thinking maybe Jameis will be the long-term solution to the problem, like to not to the problem, but to Brees leaving. You know, we've talked about going after Russell Wilson next year or Aaron Rodgers or somebody like that. You know, if you bring those guys in, will it take them long to adjust to the system? You know, yeah. I don't know.
I mean, what you're seeing from Winston each week is gradual improvement each week with basically half of his offense.
Yeah.
And so, that bodes very, very well for.
Absolutely. And I think I said this last night, you almost can't, you know, whether Jameis had a good game or a bad game, you can't really judge him until we get the full slate of players back. Like that's really when you have to, that's when you can kind of sit down and look at him and say, yes, this is the guy or no, this isn't the guy. So let me ask you this question. Taysom got knocked out during the game. Did you notice if Jameis got like had more of a chance to get into a rhythm, like he didn't have to come out of the game to let Taysom come into the game? Did you notice if he seemed to do better, worse, the same? Did you notice any difference?
What was he? He was 50% yesterday, wasn't he? 15 or 30.
Yes.
So he was 50% yesterday. It's a tough one. After Taysom Hill went out injured, I think Winston went on a run of completing one of 10 passes.
Yep. Before so, he threw, I think, a touchdown.
Yeah. So you could argue, no, he didn't get into a rhythm, but I think I've seen what Brees said. You know, a lot of that Saints offense is built on rhythm. You know, once you get into the rhythm of the play call and, you know, it's.
Do you think Taysom not being there kind of knocked him out of rhythm? Because he's used to Taysom coming in.
I do wonder whether Taysom not being there did impact the gameplay, the game plan somewhat, because Taysom was featured quite heavily as a receiver and a runner before he got knocked out, wasn't he? So,
yeah,
you know,
so it's another weapon that you don't have that he doesn't have.
Yeah, and Harris as well, because Harris, yeah, it's. I think yesterday's game was a difficult one to judge rhythm on because that stadium is notorious for being cold and wet. And I think it's difficult for any QB to establish a rhythm in that stadium. But, you know, I think he probably relaxed a bit because he knew he wasn't going to be taken out every fifth play.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. What do you think, Jason?
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
Man.
Jumping in from Disney.
Yeah, jumping in at Universal today.
Oh, all right, Universal. Sweet, sweet.
Yeah, Jurassic, the Velocicoaster, best roller coaster I've ever been on, hands down.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome. So that's my opinion on the week.
Did you get to go and watch the game yesterday at all, or watch highlights anything?
No, the ESPN club on the boardwalk was closed. If it was open, I probably would have caught maybe like the first quarter. But
that was the worst one.
Yeah, yeah, that was the worst one.
There was really nowhere for me to catch it. So,
but I mean, like last night after you got back to your place, did you catch any highlights or anything?
I saw the Hail Mary highlight and I saw the Kamara touchdown highlight. I still haven't seen the Harris touchdown. I really wanted to see that. I haven't seen that yet.
That was a good one.
Having watched it on the replay, it went 72 yards and Winston did not even give that his full arm either. It was more of a flick of the wrist rather than a full launch yourself into it. So,
yeah, kind of nice to have a long passing game.
Very nice.
Well, we've gone the complete opposite. We don't have a short passing game anymore.
Yeah.
Just got a long passing game. That's it.
It seems to be the only times we score on long passes. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, we're waiting for Mr. Slant to come back, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That'll be the mid to short game.
Right. You know,
Kamara finally did get involved in a passing game. 5 receptions, 51 yards, and a touchdown. And then he also was 16 for 71 rushing with a touchdown. So a big Kamara game, you know, a lot of touches for him.
Yeah, the running touchdown was like he'd been fired out of a cannon. I don't know but he literally got that ball, saw the hole, and was gone. But I think he said in the interview after the game that when he came out into the huddle for the passing play for the passing touchdown, Jameis Winston just looked at him, laughed, and said, "It's on." And Kamara knew exactly what play was coming, and they said it worked perfect. They gave us the defensive look that we wanted to see. He just ran out into the flat and just, as he always does, he gets to 5 yards out and then just doesn't even bother running anymore. Just walks it in.
Yeah, he just walks it in.
Ends the game.
Alien.
Absolute alien, yeah.
So I've been pretty much unplugged, like no Twitter, no nothing. I know, obviously, Taysom got concussed. Was there anybody else that got hurt yesterday?
Harris had a hamstring. Deontay Harris had a hamstring.
But obviously, so he was that.
No, we're recording Monday. We haven't heard anything about Taysom or Harris. Now, we do have a bye, so that obviously
we
helps.
Won't hear anything about any of them until
probably
next week.
Next week.
Will we?
Probably not. I wouldn't say anything if I were them until next week.
No, if Peyton doesn't have to say anything, he's not going to say anything.
Nope. No.
So do y'all think, so that was the third game that Kenny Stills came off the practice squad. Do we cut him with players coming back? Do we keep him? What do we do with Stills?
I guess it depends on Harris. Like if Harris misses a few weeks.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if they put him on IR, they could keep Stills for at least 3 weeks, but let's assume Harris comes back after the bye. Well, I mean,
Kenny Stills has been brought up from the practice squad and little Jordan Humphrey has been put down on the practice squad each week. So does it not make sense that little Jordan gets left where he is and Kenny Stills stays on the active?
That would be my plan.
Yeah, I guess that would work.
Kenny Stills is a quality NFL receiver. I'd like to have him on the roster.
Yeah.
If he's your number four.
Four or five.
I think I've been trying to make this point for a few weeks. You know, if he's your four or your five, you must have a pretty good wide receiver room.
Yeah. I mean, you'll have Thomas as your one, Traquan as your two for how long we don't know. Callaway as your three, Harris or Stills as your four, and then the other one as your five. I mean, that's quality shit right there. And then you also throw in, you know, now we're throwing to Kamara at the backfield. Put in your tight ends. I mean, shit.
Well, yeah, Troutman turned up in the passing game yesterday.
He did. That was the first time, I think, all season he's had really any catches, significant catches.
Yep.
It was definitely good to see that.
That's it. Just think of what we've mentioned. We're sitting here at 3-2 heading into the bye with all the, with everything that's happened so far, the injuries, the Onyemata suspension, Hurricane Ida, I am perfectly pleased to be 3-2 right here coming into the bye.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Ecstatic was the word I used when I was speaking to somebody today to be 3-2. Because if you'd have said in July before training camp started that this is what was going to happen, you'd lose all these players to injury, Hurricane Ida, you'd be displaced for a month. You'd be 3-2 going into the bye. And then our game after the bye is a Seattle team where Russell Wilson is injured.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You'd have taken that all day.
Oh, yeah. And
100%.
And then we also get, and I know a lot of people aren't talking about, I mean, this is the list of players that we possibly get back. Michael Thomas, Terron Armstead, David Onyemata, Marcus Davenport, Eric McCoy, Traquan Smith, Will Lutz, Kwon Alexander, Tony Jones Jr., and one that I don't think a lot of people are talking about is Nick Vannett, who's your best blocking tight end. So that improves your run game as well.
Right, Traquan improves your run game too because he's the best blocking receiver we've got.
Yep.
Things are shaping up to really go on, be able to go on a run on the other side of the bye.
And you know what the frustrating thing is we are this close to being 4-1. That Giants game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really are.
This close to, and 4-1 would have been an unbelievable achievement at the bye. It really would have been.
But hey, I'll take 3-2 with all that coming back.
Yep, me too.
We definitely need Lutz back, obviously, because kicker is just atrocious. If for whatever reason Lutz doesn't come back, like it can't be Parkey, right? It's got to be somebody else. Like there's got to be a better kicker.
I'd be tempted to just not have a kicker on the roster and just go for two.
Well, since our punter's so damn good, could he kick a field goal?
Yeah.
I mean, what a game for him. I mean, seriously, like he, James was saying kind of before we started, I don't think I've ever seen a kicker kick three kicks like that inside of the, five?
No,
I think weren't they all back to back or am I crazy?
Yeah, so it's three punts in a row. The first one went out at the 2. Then we downed one at the 1, and then one went out of bounds at the 3. So three punts in a row, all within the 3-yard line. I mean, that punt that went out of bounds at the 2 in the first quarter was one of the best punts I've ever seen. It was right in the corner, and it just took a little bounce off to the side, and it couldn't have been any better.
Yes.
He gave us 14 points. Yeah.
Yes.
We got 14 points off his punts yesterday, essentially.
We did. I mean, he completely flipped the field on those. And on Twitter, he said, I think Moore said, gave a shout out to him. And he said, well, I learned from the GOAT, so that was pretty cool that him and Moore said, had that little back and forth.
Kamara said in his interview after the game, didn't he? And I'm not sure whether he was supposed to say this, but he said, well, basically, there's a reason that we stashed him last year. So I don't think he was injured last year.
Yeah, I don't think he was either. They knew it was going down. And he also, Kamara was also talking about, he doesn't return kicks. They don't pay him enough. They didn't have enough money on the cap to for him to return a bunch. But that he likes doing it, and he'll do whatever he needs to get the team to win. He told Deontay Harris, he's like, you're not coming back. It's my job now. So he did say that. That pop he took, that hit he took, he said was the hardest hit he's taken in the NFL. Like, he got popped hard.
I would rather he never took another punt return for the Saints in the NFL.
And one thing he does so great is, even as a running back, like, he avoids those big hits. Like, he's slippery enough to know when to go out of bounds and slick enough to not take huge hits. And I think that's part of his, his off-season training program, that he does well, that balance crap. But, man, he definitely took a shot on that one.
It might be crap, but it works.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely works. And
he's really been getting, he's got a lot more carries, a lot more runs this year than he normally has, too. I mean, he's getting a lot of usage.
He absolutely is. So, anything else about the game from yesterday? I know, Jason, you probably don't have anything. James, do you have anything else about the game yesterday?
It's just one more thing. Somebody who quietly is having a really, really, really good season, and we're going to have a bit of a problem in the off season. Marcus Williams.
Yeah.
There was two really, really good pass breakups from him yesterday, where he came from nowhere to just to break up the pass. We got to figure out a way of paying him in the off season because he is one of the best safeties in the league at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, have faith in Loomis to make it work. You know, the cap will go back up.
Yeah. You know, the cap will go back up, will help a lot.
Right.
Yeah. Is this his last year on contract?
Well, he's
on the franchise
five.
Tag. Right.
Yeah. He is on the franchise tag. Yeah. Yeah. He's playing on the franchise tag.
Couldn't we franchise him again for one more season? I don't know how much it would cost us.
Probably wouldn't be financially prudent, but we could.
Right.
When does financial prudence and the Saints ever go in the same sentence?
You're right. Can't argue with that.
I mean, Drew Brees has been taking up 67% of the cap for the past 10 years. I mean, come on.
I mean, at this point, you have to trust in Loomis that if Peyton's like, we need that guy, then Peyton will, they'll find a way to keep him.
Yes. Yeah, they'll find a way. Yeah, they will. They will. But yeah, he's quietly having a really, really impressive season.
Absolutely. All right. So that's it for the game. We can go, if you want, go around the NFL real quick. I know the big news coming out kind of that has to do with the Saints going into next game is that Russell Wilson is going to be out for an extended period of time. So Geno will be taking over. You know, coming in, he looked good. Obviously, teams didn't prepare for him, so it was kind of hard to judge by that game, but
I'd much rather go against him than Russell Wilson.
I would much rather play Geno Smith than Russell Wilson. It's not even close.
It's hilarious. Like, he got hurt on the same play that Drew, you know, Aaron Donald did the same thing to him that he did to Drew Brees.
Yep.
Yeah.
The same thing. Wow. And that finger looked nasty. Like, yeah. they were like, only a sprain. And I'm like, looking at him like, that's not a sprain. That's something much worse.
It's pointing the wrong way. When somebody's leg is pointing the wrong way, it's bad. Surely that's the same with your finger.
Yes. Yeah. I know Saquon Barkley got knocked out yesterday. He rolled his ankle pretty bad, and that thing was swollen as hell. It was huge.
Well, they lost Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley early in that game last night, didn't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Daniel Jones, I think, went out with a concussion, was it?
Yeah, he got
whacked. I remember the play. So he was going towards the goal line, I think, and somebody hit him. And he kind of sat there for a second, and he got up and started running back to the huddle and, like, nearly just fell down.
It was two of the Cowboys players who actually realized what was going on and told him to sit down quick. Sit down.
Yeah, and the refs grabbed him too. So,
yeah, he looked like Deontay Wilder did after Tyson Fury had finished with him on Saturday night.
It was pretty bad.
Well, then your boy Joe Burrow got throat punched.
Huh? Yes, he got knocked out of the game for a little while and then had to go to the hospital for a lacerated
throat contusion?
Throat contusion, that's what it was. Which,
that game was crazy.
Yes, that was
Mason Crosby. I mean, I know we have kicker woes at the Saints, but the amount of missed kicks in all of the games yesterday.
I think he missed like four or five kicks.
Crosby missed three game winners in a row before he hit the fourth one. Absolutely crazy. But there was people missing extra points, field goals.
Yeah, the kicking around the league was pretty bad yesterday.
It's amazing just moving the extra point back just totally wrecked so many kickers.
It absolutely did. Because, I mean, before it was pretty much guaranteed.
It's automatic. Yeah, I think the extra point percentage is down to like 90-something, 91, yeah. 92% now.
I mean, it was as high as, what, 96 when it was, it was on the 15-yard line before?
Yeah.
Oh, I would think it would be like 98%, 99%.
Yeah. I mean, unless, you know, it was pretty much automatic unless, you know, it was a last minute play against the Jaguars, you know, to miss an extra point like the Saints did. But
But yeah, Browns Chargers was a good game.
That was a good game as well.
Justin Herbert is good.
He's pretty good.
He's pretty good.
He's really good. Him and Joe Burrow are going to just rock this league for the next.
And Josh Allen.
And yes, Josh Allen too.
Yeah. It's like the AFC and Lamar Jackson and Mahomes. Lamar Jackson. They've got the young quarterbacks, haven't they?
Well, I saw a picture. It was it said then, and it had a picture of it was like Splinter from Ninja Turtles, but he had a Mahomes jersey on, and he had the four turtles next to him, and it said now, and it was all the four turtles. It was like Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, walking with him. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, the AFC is going to be interesting for a few years with all those quarterbacks, because the NFC doesn't really have any young.
No, they've got.
We've got Kyler Murray.
Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
And talk about the only undefeated team left in the NFL, the Cardinals.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. Who would have thought that?
Those AFC playoffs are going to be really good.
The AFC playoffs are going to be good. And I think whoever comes out the AFC is going to be favored, I think, in the Super Bowl.
I mean, like, could you imagine Kansas City not being in the playoffs because their defense is so bad? There's a legit chance that they won't.
They are now approaching Saints 2014 to 2016 territory of being a great offense, but being hot garbage on defense.
Yeah. In that game, the Kansas City game, Clyde Edwards-Helaire got knocked out. He has a sprained, I think, MCL, and it's going to be out 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah. Tyreek Hill's got a knee injury.
Yeah. So if they're losing offensive players, they're going to be in big trouble. They lost to the Bills 38-20, and they're below 500 right now. The Chiefs are, so you know, and they're only 1-2 at home.
I think I'm actually gonna head out.
All right, Jason, thanks for jumping in.
Back to the park, but I made my two appearances this week. I kind of had my bye week.
You're good. Yeah. Tell Harry Potter we said hello.
No, we'll don't. Do. Harry we'll Potter's do. A twat. All right.
I'll be sure to tell him you said that.
Yeah, please do.
All right, boys. Later.
All right, see you, Jason. Later. Tell him, mate. Bye.
All right. I think we will head on into pick'ems at this point. So here we go with pick'ems. So this slate of games this week that Jason came up with, he did send in the pick'ems while he was on vacation. So props to him for doing that as well. The first game this week sees the Chargers, who won versus the Browns 47-42 in a comeback victory. They are 4-1, and they travel to Baltimore to face the Ravens, who I guess will have a short week because they play tonight. The Ravens are currently 3-1, and the Ravens are at home and actually are favored by 3.5.
Sorry, say that again.
The Ravens are at home and are favored by 3.5 points.
Chargers.
I have to think that line is going to move a lot after this game, like tonight. So that's
I can't believe that line.
That's a very early. Very early.
I mean, line. To be honest, I'm going to take the Chargers. You know, I think the Chargers will win the game, and I think they'll probably win. By more than, I mean, I think when the game starts, that line won't be 3.5.
That line, I got to think that the Chargers will be favored at some point. Wes and Jeff sent in their picks. They also are taking the Chargers, and I am taking the Chargers as well. The next game, Cardinals, the undefeated Cardinals, got a win over San Francisco this weekend, 17-10. Which was a big game. It was out Jimmy G, but even if Jimmy G would have been there, the Cardinals have just been playing really well this year so far. They traveled to Cleveland, who is coming off a kind of a devastating loss to the Chargers. The Chargers came all the way back in that game and won 47-42. The Browns are 3-2. The Cards are 5-0. And the Browns are actually favored in this game by 2.5 points, surprisingly.
That's two great games to start to start the pick'ems with. And that's in Cleveland, right?
That is in Cleveland. And the Browns are favored by 2.5.
I'm gonna take the Browns at home.
You're gonna take the Browns. Okay.
Yeah.
James taking the Browns. I am gonna take the Cards. I've been kind of paying attention to them this year because I have some fantasy players on that team and have their defense, and they've just been playing really well. Jeff is taking the Cards, and Wes is taking the Browns. So we're 2-2 right now. So the next game is another good game. The Raiders lost to the Bears this week, surprisingly.
Yeah. 20-9.
I don't know if it's all this stuff with Gruden, if maybe they had distractions or whatever, but the Raiders are 3-2 now, lost to the Bears. They traveled to Denver, who is also coming off a loss to the Steelers. They lost 27-19. They are also 3-2, so a battle of 3-2 teams. The Broncos at home favored by 3. With Teddy Two Gloves. Wes and Jeff both took the Raiders. I am going to take the Raiders as well. I think they bounce back in this game. And if they are getting 3 points, and that's a division rivalry. So, you know, it's going to be, they don't like each other. That's going to be a close game.
Yeah. Now the Broncos played the Steelers a little bit closer than I thought they would this week.
The Steelers had been playing great. So I thought the Broncos had a chance to win that. I was surprised that the Steelers kind of dominated that much. Juju Smith-Schuster is out for 4 months.
He's done for the year. So, I think I didn't expect the Raiders to lay an egg at home against the Bears. I think I've got to go the Raiders.
All right. Now, for our last two games, we have a double flusher. Shitty game of the week.
Piece of shit card. I got a piece of shit card. That four game pile of shit.
So our first shitty game. I feel sorry for you, London guys. Y'all get the Jets and the Falcons, and now you get the Jags at the Dolphins.
can you see why I've not gone to either game this year?
Although Ben seems content on going to see shitty teams, James does not. The Jags are coming off a loss to the Titans, 37-19. They, of course, are 0-5. They look like ass, hence the shitty game. But they're going against the Dolphins, who got absolutely smoked by Tampa, 45-17. The Dolphins are 1-5. Interesting note in that game, first game in Tom Brady's career that he's thrown for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns. First time in his year. Yes, in his career. The Dolphins are favored by 3.
Oh, this is tough. I don't trust the Jags, and I don't trust Urban Meyer. So I think I'm going to take the Dolphins. The Dolphins there. I mean, you know, the Jags are the team that are used to playing in London, but then how many of the Jags team and the Jags coaching staff have taken part in the London games? The Dolphins have been at Dolphins have been in London a fair amount in the past. But yeah, I think I'm going to have to take the Dolphins there. The Jags are not good.
Yeah, Wes and Jeff took the Dolphins as well, and I'm going to have to take the Dolphins too. The Jags are just, they're just
garbage. Urban Meyer is one and done in Jacksonville.
Possibly. Quite possibly, and I don't want him anywhere near Baton Rouge next year.
Well, I was just about to say, if he does go one and done, is he going to be... Okay, that's why I don't particularly want him there either, but...
I mean, I have to think he's just going to at least walk away for a little while. I would have to think. I could be wrong,
off topic, I know, very briefly, LSU, surely they try and get Joe Brady to coach, right?
I don't want him either.
You don't want him either?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-mm. Anyway, that's for your show, the Tiger's Den. Yes. So let's not go
that. He's never been a head coach, and that is, in my opinion, still a top 5 job in college football. It's and the way their AD works, it's going to be a big name.
Yeah.
It's going to be something big. So
okay.
Tune into the Tiger's Den if you want to hear more of my opinions on that. But
Plug.
Thank you. And our final shitty game of the week has the Houston Texans. They lost the Pats 25-22. They are 1-4. They travel to Indianapolis, who plays tonight versus the Ravens. The Colts are 1-3. And they will probably be 1-4 after the game tonight against the Ravens. This is a very interesting game. So the game is in Indy, and the Colts are favored by 10 points over the
Holy.
Texans. 10 points. Wes and Jeff both took the Texans, if that helps you out any.
10 points. That line is insane. I mean, I know the Texans are bad.
Yeah. But, you know, they played the Pack, you know, the Pats close. They only lost 25-22.
Yeah.
I gotta go with the Texans. I'm sorry. That's just
I can't say no to 10 points. It's got to be the Texans. I mean, 7 points, I might have been tempted to go the other way. But 10 points? No, you got to go Houston with 10 points.
All right. So I'll run through the pickings real quick. Chargers at Ravens. Ravens favored by 3.5. Cardinals at Browns. Browns favored by 2.5. Raiders at Broncos. Broncos favored by 3. In the two shitty games, Jags at Dolphins in London. Dolphins favored by 3. And Texans at Colts. Colts favored by 10. Get your pick'ems in. Tweet them at Don't Patrol PCast. And get those in. Jeff will like. I do not have... the stats from everybody, and I don't have our stats either. Jason does all that, but get your pick'ems in. We will catch everybody up next week. We have a bye next week, so we'll run through for sure and catch everybody up on.
We'll do a show next week, I would imagine.
We got to preview the game, and I'm sure there will be news coming out. The Saints, for whatever reason, there's never a freaking dull moment. Look, Saints players, and please, for the love of God, stay out of the clubs, stay out of trouble, go home after practice, spend time with your family, your significant others, your girlfriends, whoever. Please don't get COVID. Please don't get arrested.
Don't get in a car drunk.
Yeah, don't just let it be a
Don't get caught with any drugs on you. Please, anything. For the
love of God, just let it be a nice, smooth week for once. Oy. Anyway.
Look, it's week 6, and you've now got we've got 11 games?
Yeah. And we gotta, having a bye this early, it's gonna be a long run. You know, we're getting a lot of players
it's
back.
12, it's 12, 17 games this year. Yeah, 17 games. 12 games.
So we got to stay healthy. We got to stay healthy, and we have a long, we're not going to have another break, till the end of the season. So just everybody.
We've got the two Thursday. I think we've got two Thursday night games in a row. So we do Thanksgiving and then with a Thursday after. So you get a bit of an extended break inside of that. Saints players, nothing stupid. Please.
That's my final thought. James, you have a final thought?
No. My final thought is 3-2 at the bye with all the things we've had to go through is encouraging for what we've got coming back for the next after the bye. I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing from Jameis Winston in terms of his performance. He's getting better and better and better each week. Season starts in Seattle. Yeah.
Absolutely. New season, basically. It's basically a whole new season. Yeah. I don't know. That's it. So that is all the show we have for you right now. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Don't Patrol United Network. We only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts for free, including the 2-Point Conversion Instant Reaction Show, the Don't Patrol podcast, which you're listening to now, the BS and Beer Saints podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League podcast, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and the Tiger's Den. Follow each show on Twitter at Don't Patrol PCast, at Don't Patrol UK, at BS and Beer Media, at Taking the Over, at Tiger_podcast, and at Don't Patrol Prem. Follow us on Facebook and Twitch for live streams at twitch.tv/Don't Patrol Podcast. Also, if you want to join us in our game day chat, DM the Don't Patrol PCast Twitter account, and we will get you an invite to our
free,
because other podcasts are charging for stuff like this, but very free Discord chat, which we have a lot of guys on there. Farmer, Biggie Gajon, Trevor, who was at the game this week. So
it's Coach Klein.
Coach Klein. A lot of our listeners are on there. So if you want to come on and join with us, me, James, Jeff, all the BSM Beer guys, we're all on there during the game chatting. It is a good time. It's fun. We have a good time there. But also, if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, you can always go to Don't Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
I'm useless at this, so you're going to have to come up with one.
Bye-bye, bye-week donkeys. Good night, Who Dat Nation.
When the Saints go marching in, oh, when the Saints go marching in, yes, I want to be in that number. When the Saints go marching in, oh, when the Saints go marching in, oh, when the Saints go marching in, I still want to be.
Abby has to pop in.
I love you.
Oh,
I didn't see. I'm sorry.
It's what? Okay. What is happening?